The next patient is Ofelia Juarez. The last name is J-U-A-R-E-Z. This is a clinical case of a 72-year-old Mexican female that has been seen in the clinic because of CKD stage 4. The most likely explanation for this kidney disease is diabetes mellitus. The patient has been diabetic for a long time, and she used to be way out of control. Hypertension and hyperlipidemia, as well as the aging process, are also contributory factors. The patient has a hemoglobin A1C. The patient has a serum creatinine of 2.45, and an estimated GFR of 20 mL per minute. However, the patient has a significant proteinuria, 10 grams, period. We might have the tendency to think that this could be associated to FSGS or some type of vasculitis or autoimmune process as explanation for the nephrotic syndrome. However, the renal biopsy at this point with such advanced disease is too risky, period. The patient is taking Trulicity and irbesartan, but there was no improvement of the proteinuria. The patient remains euvolemic. She does not have hypoalbuminemia. The alkaline phosphatase is slightly elevated. The recommendations are the same. A low sodium diet, continue taking the medications, and the fluid restriction. Following number, the patient has the diabetes mellitus with the hemoglobin A1C that has been very well controlled for a lengthy period of time. Currently, is 6.5%. Following number, a history of arterial hypertension that has been under control. Blood pressure today, 158/65. Following number of hyperlipidemia. That we don't have a recent assessment, and we will order for the next appointment. Following number. Hyperuricemia. We are going to reevaluate the uric acid during the next appointment. The last uric acid was 5.6. Following number, diabetic retinopathy that is followed by the ophthalmologist. The patient has also diabetic neuropathy. Following number, secondary hyperparathyroidism. At the present time, we are going to continue with the same approach. At this stage in the disease, we cannot push finerenone or SGLT2s, because we might lose the kidney function and going to dialysis. The patient hasn't had any cardiovascular symptoms. We're going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spent 12 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 18 minutes in the documentation, 10 minutes.